It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 26th.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Today's word is epicure, spelled E-P-I-C-U-R-E. Epicure is a noun that means one with sensitive and discriminating tastes, especially in food or wine. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Atlantic by Sophie Gilbert. Tucci has long been a masterful actor, but he has more recently unlocked a second career as an epicure and an object of internet thirst. Searching for Italy, then, is a gift equally wholesome in intention. Tucci tours Italy and explores how its food intermingles with its history and knowing in subtext. The word epicure is currently associated with indulging the appetite, but that's a long way from the teachings of the man to whom we owe the word. The ancient Greek philosopher Epicurus taught a philosophy of simple pleasure, friendship, and a secluded life. He believed in the pursuit of pleasure, but pleasure for him comprised tranquility and freedom from pain, not the indulgence of the senses. Detractors of Epicurus in his own time and later, however, reduced his notions of pleasure to material and sensual gratification. When epicure entered English in the 16th century, it was synonymous with the modern term hedonist. Later use carried the notion of refinement of palate that we see in the word today. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.